Most Iowa utility companies and rural electric cooperatives offer ways to save energy free of charge. Some offer to bring in a home energy specialist like Jason Jefferson.
You know, we often call these things an audit, but that's really not the best word for it. An audit implies that there's a punishment or that something to pass or fail. There's no pass and fail. It's more of a assessment. I'm just giving you my two cents. I'm just someone who's been in a lot of homes, who has been certified by the Building Performance Institute on energy efficiency, and can give a good, honest opinion on what your home needs.
Jefferson likens himself to a doctor whose job it is to make a diagnosis of the situation and suggest remedies to make it better. He begins with a quick test for carbon monoxide. A steady beep means no reason for alarm. And then it's down to the basement.
This is where I like to start the audit. This is generally where all the action happens and where there's going to be the biggest problems that people aren't aware of. So if you look behind me, you see where the foundation is right underneath the wooden joists. And you see that piece of wood right there? So that piece of wood is all that's in between the outside and us.
Jefferson has been contracted by Alliant Energy. The company's efficiency project manager, Rob Buchanan, explains sometimes a weatherization solution is a relatively quick fix requiring a small investment.
We expressly offer them to be unbiased. So if the home needs insulation, they're going to suggest insulation. If the home's insulation is okay, but the furnace and air conditioner need improvement, they're going to recommend that. I don't know if you'd find many heating and cooling contractors who come in and say, your furnace is in great shape. You don't need any work on it. You don't need anything to do anything with it.
Besides the basement, the other part of the house most likely to be inefficient is the upstairs or the attic. On warm days like the one in September when the assessment was conducted, it's extremely warm. But energy assessor Jefferson says that actually means trouble later on.
In this case, in the winter, it's not going to be warm up here. It's going to be cold because it's vented. If you see the vents up there, this is going to be as cold as it is outside. So putting it back downstairs wouldn't be a good idea in either season.
Most homeowners and renters know about caulking windows or using plastic to cover leaky doorways. But efficiency project manager Buchanan says a deep assessment that takes a couple of hours provides a much better picture.
We're looking at the house as a complete system. If we get the insulation where we want it to be and the air sealing where we want it to be, that could ultimately end up for a lot of homes mean you need a smaller heating and cooling system. You can get a more efficient system and a smaller system. So it's going to save you on both ends.
Buchanan says many consumers, whether connected to one of Iowa's largest utilities or a small municipality, have no idea that matching grants and rebates cover many of the improvements.
We spend money doing insulation, doing air sealing, replacing furnaces, replacing water heaters, replacing refrigerators, freezers where they're needed. About 3/4 of that is completely free to customers. So they get a complete deep energy retrofit of their home that's offered at no cost.
A quick check of your utility's website should provide you with a place to start if you'd like to pursue lowering your bill through an energy audit. In Cedar Falls, I'm Pat Blank, Iowa Public Radio News.